Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being, is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited savior of humanity. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, dear friends, as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, we find that we are at the end of this conversation that His Eminence has with Sheikh al-Mufid. Of course, you know, when speaking to Sheikh al-Mufid, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he says some very powerful things about this great esteemed scholar, calling him very trustworthy, calling him a sincere follower. And of course, this in itself is something that is a big deal and an ode to Sheikh Mufid. You know, there's a point where Imam al-Mahdi in this conversation says that, "Fear the Almighty Allah and help us to save you from this mischief, this fitna, this discord. Anyone whose death is near shall be killed in this mischief, and one who has obtained his desire shall remain safe, and this mischief is a sign of distance and proximity of our commands and prohibitions. Although the Almighty Allah will perfect His light, even if it is detestable to the disbelievers, remain attached to dissimulation and keep away from stoking the fire of ignorance." And in the end, Imam al-Mahdi says, "This letter is for you, O sincere brother and friend, O loyal friend. May Allah protect you. Keep this letter in safe custody." And so here, you know, pretty much this conversation ends His Eminence Imam al-Mahdi has with Sheikh al-Mufid. This is one of the conversations that His Eminence has. It's just kind of interesting to note here that we're talking about, one is fearing the Almighty Allah, of course, fearing the awe and the might and the power and the grandeur and the glory and the greatness of the Almighty Allah. This instills this reverential fear, this feeling of being incredibly small and insignificant, and also to fear the disobedience of the Almighty Allah. And so, fearing the dissatisfaction of the Almighty Allah. So this was really interesting that even to this great scholar, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has talked about fearing the Almighty Allah and asking, you know, the people to refer to the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to save them from fitnas, to save them from discords, meaning that it is the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the very close followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that will save the people from the various different mischiefs that will happen really throughout the ages. And of course, at the end, saying that this kind of a fitna, or usually a discord or a chaos or corruption or bid'ah innovations that are detrimental to the religion and to the Muslim ummah, they usually come about because of distance and proximity from the commands and the prohibitions of the Almighty Allah and that of the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim as-salam, and of course the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. If we follow the commands of the Almighty Allah, then surely we will be able to save ourselves from the fitnas of any era and any time. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala, farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
We are talking about what are the reasons for which people would reject the Imam, and hopefully through that we would understand the opposite, which is the reasons for which we might accept him. And that is the state that we find ourselves today, isn't it? We all pray, Allahumma ajjil farajahu, Allahumma ajjil farajahu. Oh Allah, hasten his reappearance. Oh Allah, human beings are suffering. Look at our brothers in Palestine. Look at our brothers here and there. When shall we get relief? Why doesn't the Imam return? We wish we could attain martyrdom and shahadat and so on. The point is, when it happens, the reaction might be different. And Allah says in same in Surah Al Imran in verse 167, that when the people who then had been praying for martyrdom, some of them who were hypocrites, when they were told, come now and fight in the way of God, they said, if we knew there was fighting, we would not have become Muslims. This is verse 167, you can go read it for yourself, chapter 3. If we knew there was fighting, we would not have become Muslims. Now Allah responds to that. He says, on the day when they said this, they were closer to kufr than they were to iman. They were closer to being faithless than to be faithful. And so this is one reason that in seeking relief, we must not expect that it will be easy. We must be willing to really, as we say, walk the talk.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.